Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brandt throws the ball into Adair, who tags Houser trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Powell reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Seaburn goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, And the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grant is hit by the pitch. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grant. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Grant steals second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grant scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Bowens reaches second base with a double. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona is hit by the pitch. Alvis moves to second. Westock now pitching. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Grant is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. Alvis scores. Francona moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lou Jackson pinch hits for Westock. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brandt moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Seaborn moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bowens hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a line drive towards the mound. Haddix reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Post strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Luplow now playing right field. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 3 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Held reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona is walked intentionally. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. Francona moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held scores. Francona scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Orsino and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.